processing why Joshua Harris kissed dating, his wife, and Jesus goodbye. That is the topic we'll discuss today right here on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to proclaim the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host of the program, and our website is thechristianworldview.org. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Christian Worldview as we discuss a troubling subject today, processing why Josh Harris kissed dating his wife and Jesus goodbye. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, "This command I entrust to you, Timothy," Paul said this to Timothy, "my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you," in other words, what I've told you, what you've written, read from Scripture, "that by them you fight the good fight, keeping faith in a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith." Now, Joshua Harris, if you don't know him, he was the oldest of seven children from a prominent evangelical Christian homeschooling family, especially in the 90s and early 2000s. Josh Harris became the face of what's called the purity culture movement after writing the book I Kissed Dating Goodbye in 1997 when he was 22 years old. Now, in that book, Harris advocated for what's called courtship, which is entering into a relationship with someone of the opposite sex with the intention of marriage, rather than the typical date and breakup scenario that often includes all sorts of physical contact before marriage, including premarital sex. The book sold 1.2 million copies. Now, shortly after writing that book, Harris married in 1998. His wife's name is Shannon. He fathered three children with her. He authored several more books. He led a very popular singles conference and became the pastor of Covenant Life Church, which is a church in Maryland founded by the well-known pastor C.J. Mahaney of Sovereign Grace Ministries. Fast forward to 2016, after resigning as pastor of that church to undertake further theological training at Regent College in Vancouver, Harris announced that he was reconsidering some of the content of his best-selling book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye, based on, in part, the negative feedback, some of the feedback he'd received from readers. We'll get more into that today. By 2018, so last year, he had actually disavowed the book, distanced himself from it, requesting that the publisher stop printing it, which they did. Now, just recently, it becomes even more troubling. In July of this year, so this month, or just last month, Harris shocked the evangelical community by announcing that he and his wife were divorcing. But an even bigger shock came days later when Harris wrote in an Instagram post, and I quote, "By all the measurements that I have for defining a Christian, I am not a Christian," unquote. So this weekend on the Christian Worldview, we're going to examine this incredibly tragic story and try to understand biblically how and why a prominent professing Christian influencer over the last 20-some years all of a sudden just walks away from Christ. And first of all, let's start out by saying that we can't know everything about this story. We don't, you know, not living in his home and don't know what's going on in his head. So no doubt there have been lots of circumstances in his life. There have been lots of influences in his life and his wife's life, and decisions that went into bringing him where he is today. But that being said, I think we are able to discuss what he has said publicly, because we have plenty of that we're going to get into today, and also what he's done. I mean, we know this, that he's getting a divorce, and we know he said that he doesn't consider himself to be a Christian anymore. So we'll extrapolate some things from that. So let's go into a little more of his bio, just for folks who may not remember him or know him. Because I think there's some things to learn from just the background he had, but also just to give you an idea of this, the sense of this isn't just some, you know, person who's unknown. This is was a very prominent evangelical Christian leader in America in the last couple decades. This is from Wikipedia. He's 44 years old. He's an American author, and this is tragic, a former pastor. Harris is widely known for his book, I Kiss Dating Goodbye. I mentioned that, in which he laid out his ideas concerning a biblically-based Christian approach to dating and relationships, which is called the courtship movement. I Kiss Dating Goodbye, as I mentioned, helped shape purity culture for many Christian millennials. And there's lots of things that go around this purity culture. Fathers often give their daughter a purity ring, and it's a promise to stay, keep your virginity intact until marriage, and lots of things like that. And that's what the purity culture is, promotes. Good thing, abstinence before marriage. Harris was lead pastor of Covenant Life Church, the founding church of Sovereign Grace Ministries in Maryland from 2004 until 2015. He's the first of seven children born to Greg and Sono Harris, who were pioneers in the Christian homeschooling movement. So he's just not just known for his book. His family is a very prominent evangelical family as well. He is of Japanese descent on his mother's side. His brothers, who are twins, Alex and Brett, they led a youth movement called The Revolution. It's defined by its creators as a teenage rebellion against low expectations. They wrote a book called Do Hard Things. I mean, this family is very ambitious. They're young people in the family, whether late teens, early 20s, are out writing books and speaking and homeschool conventions and are out there in the public eye. Joshua Harris also published a magazine called New Attitude. I believe this is when he was in his late teens, early 20s. Aimed at fellow homeschoolers. He married his wife Shannon in 1998. They've had three children. Here's more about his books. I Kissed Dating Goodbye was published in 97 and sold 1.2 million copies worldwide. He wrote subsequent books, including Boy Meets Girl in 2000. That's about how he got married to his wife Shannon, in part describing his engagement to his eventual wife. Then he wrote Not Even a Hint, Guarding Your Heart Against Lust in 2003, which was later renamed Sex is Not the Problem, Lust Is in 2005. He also wrote Stop Dating the Church, Fall in Love with the Family of God in 2004. And then he wrote Dug Down Deep in 2010. He shared his journey towards a love for theology and highlighted his passion for what he called humble orthodoxy. Again, just to reiterate, this is not just some person who's, says they're a Christian one day and a year later says, well, I'm moving back over to my former way of life. This was someone who was extremely prominent in the evangelical community in this country. Let's skip forward here a little bit. 2015, he announced his resignation from Covenant Life Church due to a desire to broaden his views and connect to other parts of Christianity. Not sure what that means, but, quote, Harris said the isolation of Covenant Life and a small cluster of churches of which it was a part may have led or fed leadership mistakes, including the decisions of pastors, himself among them, to handle a child sexual abuse case internally instead of going to police, unquote. That's a side story here, but a major side story that Covenant Life Church, there was some case, and this is all over the internet, you can read it for yourself, but I'll just try to briefly summarize it in about 20 seconds. Apparently, there was some case of sexual abuse going on within the church. I'm not sure if it was from church leadership toward a young person or just from a member of the church. Whatever it is, they apparently tried to handle this situation internally instead of going to the police. I believe in many places you're required, if there's cases of sexual abuse or abuse of a minor, you have to go to the police. And this created a huge, huge problem at this church. C.J. Mahaney has almost never recovered his reputation from this particular incident. And I don't know all the details of it. It's a long and sordid story you can read about. But Josh Harris was around during that particular time. I don't think there's allegations that the elders were abusing a child or a minor in the church. It was just that they didn't handle the case in the way they were supposed to do it. Hope I'm getting that right. Anyway, let's see. Harris started this conference called the New Attitude Conference for Christian Singles in 1999. Of course, remember the book came out in 1997. So this book sold a lot of copies and influenced a lot of people. speaking on and so forth. Then he started the Singles Conference in 1999, 2 years later, with inspiration and guidance from Louis Giglio, who is the well-known founder of the Passion Conference, which I think takes place in Atlanta. From 99 to 2011, he continued frequently to organize and lead that conference when it became called the Next Conference instead of the previous name. Let's move on here. Then let's get more into what the content of this book is and why this is so shocking for so many people to write a book on, you know, courtship and marriage and lust and all that, and then be getting divorced and walking away from the faith. In 2016, Harris stated that he was reconsidering the content of I Kissed Dating Goodbye and apologized to people who said that they had been hurt by his teachings. In 2018, 2 years later, it's last year, he disavowed I Kissed Dating Goodbye and discontinued its publication. His publishers agreed that I Kissed Dating Goodbye and two other follow-up books would not be reprinted once the current stock was depleted. Man, that's a huge statement for a publisher to do that after selling probably maybe close to a couple million copies between all those books, to say, we're not going to print this anymore. I mean, you'd think, well, what is there, just rank heresy in the book or what? The Christian Post said, in I Kissed Dating Goodbye, Harris argues that traditional dating is a training ground for divorce because it puts people in the habit of quitting relationships when things get tough. In other words, you date, you break up, you date again, you break up, you date someone else again, you break up, and you're involved physically, and then you break up. And then all of a sudden, one day you get married, and then through that repetition of what you've done in your life, you've, you know, broken hearts and you've broken your own heart, it's much more easy to, when things get difficult in your marriage, to call it quits and get divorced. That's kind of what the gist of courtship is, why he was promoting courtship over the typical kinds of dating relationships which occur in this country. The book was marketed to teenagers and 20-somethings. It also discourages teen relationships. In other words, it says that you shouldn't really be dating exclusively when you're 16 years old, let's say, because you have really no intention of, you're not ready to, and you have no intention of getting ready to marry at that point. And so the courtship was to intentionally and purposely move someone who's at least at that stage of life who could be married toward marriage with the involvement and blessing of their parents as a better alternative to the typical dating scene. It goes on to say any kind of physical intimacy before marriage, the book argues, is a violation of the sacredness of marriage, married sexuality, and could lead to lifelong regret. That is the gist of the book. Now, Joshua Harris wrote something about what he thought about the book, and maybe we won't have time to get into that in the end of the first segment here, but we'll get into what changed his mind about this book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye, because the principles in the book really are actually fairly biblical. I don't see that they are wrong in and of themselves, but there was a complete repudiation of that. And now by the general world and culture of those who read the book, it's being used, the book, and Joshua Harris is being blamed for all the problems they're having in their marriages today. Anyway, there's a lot more to this story, and I hope you can stay with us the whole time on the program today as we talk about processing why Joshua Harris kissed dating, as in the book, also his wife, and ultimately Jesus, goodbye. More coming up. I'm David Wheaton. The prosperity gospel is a prominent false gospel that God offers health, wealth, and prosperity if you just have faith and give money. Kosti Hinn grew up on the inside of the prosperity gospel movement. His uncle is world-renowned prosperity preacher Benny Hinn. Kosti saw it all, the manipulation, staged healings, luxuriant lifestyles, and perversion of Scripture, before God opened Kosti's eyes to understand sound doctrine and believe in the true gospel. Now a pastor, Kosti has written an important book entitled God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, which chronicles his own experience and gracefully points the reader to the truth of Scripture. For a limited time, you can order this 224-page softcover book for a donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. Normal retail is $17.99 without shipping. To order, call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org.
The next Christian Worldview Speaker Series event is on Sunday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at Grace Church Eden Prairie. It features Daryl Harrison presenting on how social justice impacts the gospel and the church. Daryl is a former fellow of the Black Theology and Leadership Institute at Princeton Theological Seminary and an expository Bible teacher. He has a passion for helping Christians understand what they believe and why. He'll do just that with the issue of social justice, followed by a Q&A moderated by host David Wheaton. No cost, no registration, just come. The event will also be live streamed on the Christian Worldview Facebook page. For more information, call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org. The Christian Worldview Speaker Series with Daryl Harrison, Sunday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at Grace Church Eden Prairie. Call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Today is Saturday, August 3rd, 2019, and that means we are exactly 1 month away from the registration deadline for the Christian Realview Golf and Dinner event. So that registration deadline is Tuesday, September 3rd, and the event is held on Monday, September 16th. And the Golf and Dinner event is our annual event. It's held this year at Woodhill Country Club in Wayzata, Minnesota. Great golf course. If you're a golfer, you're going to love this event. You can sign up online at thechristianworldview.org. If you're not a golfer, it's kind of two events in one. Lots of people come just for the dinner portion of the event, where we have a meet and greet and a great meal and a live radio interview with our special guest this year, who's Daryl Harrison. This is a really enjoyable event. So I hope you can consider coming to this event on September 16th. That's Monday. Can't believe we're already getting towards September here. Again, the deadline is September 3rd. And also, don't forget that the night before our annual golf and dinner event is our speaker series event. You know, Daryl Harrison's coming to town. He's going to be speaking on our topic, which is how social justice impacts the gospel and the church. Daryl is a former fellow of the Black Theology and Leadership Institute at Princeton Theological Seminary. He's an expository Bible teacher. He's the director of social media for Grace to You. You are going to enjoy him, and he's going to speak on social justice. This is a highly, I can't emphasize how relevant this topic is and how important it is with what's going on in the evangelical movement today. And that'll be followed by a Q&A. By the way, that event is free. There's no cost, no registration. You have to register for the golf and dinner event. We need to know how many are coming to that, of course. But for the speaker series at Grace Church Eden Prairie here in Minnesota, Southwest Metro, no registration, no cost. Sunday, September 15th, 7 p.m., just come. Now, if you live outside the Twin Cities and you want to see it but can't come, we're going to be live streaming it on our Facebook page, the Christian Worldview Facebook page. Also, by the way, music by The Higher Call that night. They're a fantastic musical group. You're really going to enjoy them as well. If you have any questions about any of this, I know you've been probably hearing the ads between the segments of the program, but you can always go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or just call us at 1-888-646-2233. Okay, back to our topic, processing why Josh Harris kissed dating, as in the book I Kissed Dating Goodbye, why he kissed that book goodbye, but also his wife and eventually Jesus goodbye. We're going to get into that in a minute, but just more on the book. So the book was disavowed. The publisher took it out of print. And Josh Harris said about the book, he said, for many years, this is him quoting now, people have asked whether I still agree with my book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye. In addition to this question, some readers have told me the book harmed them. 2 years ago, I began a process of reevaluating the book, this including inviting people to share their stories with me on my website, personal phone calls from readers, and an in-depth study of issues surrounding my book overseen by one of my graduate school professors, that's out in Vancouver, and finally creating a documentary film that captured the conversations with people who were reshaping my thinking. I'm going to play you the audio trailer of that in just a second. There's a documentary out that Josh Harris, the author of the book, is a part of called I Survived, I Kissed Dating Goodbye. This is a huge movement. And people have responded, a lot of people responded very positively to this book, but of late, as some of these people either didn't get married who read the book or got into marriages and marriage wasn't what they thought it would be, there's been a big pushback against Josh Harris in this book. He said, he goes on to say, there are other weaknesses in the book too. In an effort to set a high standard, the book emphasized practices like not dating or not kissing before marriage, and concepts such as giving, quote, giving your heart away, that are not in the Bible. In trying to warn people of the potential pitfalls of dating, it instilled fear for some, fear of making mistakes or having their heart broken. The book also gave some the impression that a certain methodology of relationships would deliver a happily ever after ending, a great marriage, a great sex life, even though that is not promised by Scripture. Okay, I'm going to play the soundbite of this documentary that is, I believe, just released in the last day or so, or just recently. And it's called I Survived, I Kissed Dating Goodbye. And much of the, from looking at the trailer, a lot of it is, particularly women who read this book are upset that things didn't turn out the way they thought they would turn out. And a lot of the clips in here, you can't see it, obviously it's radio, but are, you know, Josh Harris sitting listening to those readers who feel like they were, you know, hurt or harmed by this book. Here's the trailer.
We're all searching for true love. The question is, where are we going to find it? It seems these days that people are looking for love in all the wrong places. There are over 3,000 dating services in America today.
I need to take a journey of asking hard questions and letting the answers lead me wherever they will.
That's Josh Harris as well. So he speaks some at the beginning, then it gets into some of the readers.
You know, you can't even ask someone out for a cup of coffee unless you know they're the one that you're going to be with for the rest of your life.
And it almost put this extra layer of pressure or shame.
The people that go on Tinder, they might have sex the first time they meet each other.
I was so afraid to kiss her. For you personally, you didn't kiss your wife before marriage.
My book made people feel like they had to do things a certain way. And I regret that.
If your first courtship didn't work, courtship wouldn't work for you. Well, that person gave their heart away.
These purity proms where girls are given a rose with all the petals ripped off. If you don't have your virginity to give, you're like this rose without petals.
When there's a hyper emphasis on anything, it becomes this weird sort of monster that it was never meant to be.
They would say things like, Jesus is the only guy you need until God brings you a fleshy one.
My book started with maybe some of the wrong questions. There were things in it that were true. It didn't press down into the really important issues, what sex really means before God.
In this whole process, there are a lot of people that want me to just throw out everything. They want me to throw out all the Christianity. They want me to apologize for teaching what I think the Bible has always taught. And so I wrestle with seeing ways in which my book didn't help people, and does that mean I was wrong in these massive ways?
My thinking has changed since I wrote I Kissed Dating Goodbye. I want to say to anyone who was hurt by my book,
the trailer ends, and really quite notable. A lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, resentment from people who read the book, and things didn't turn out the way they thought it should. So we're going to get into some of that coming up, and because the topic of the day is, you know, how processing why Josh Harris, he kissed three things goodbye. Basically, he kissed his book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye, goodbye. And then now we're going to tell you about how he kissed his wife goodbye, and then how he kissed, ultimately, Jesus goodbye. And so you've heard about the book. Now let's get into his wife. In July 2019, Harris announced that he and his wife, Shannon, and this was a kind of a bombshell when this took place, were separating. Here's the guy that wrote the book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye, and Boy Meets Girl, Here's How to Have a Great Marriage, whatever. They're separating, but they're getting divorced due to, quote, significant changes that have taken place in both of us, unquote. Later that month, Harris announced that he no longer considers himself a Christian. Now, here's what he wrote on Instagram about separating from his wife. In recent years, some significant changes have taken place in both of us. It is with sincere love for one another and understanding of our unique story as a couple that we are moving forward with this decision. Wow. We hope to create a generous and supportive future for each other and for our three amazing children in the years ahead. Thank you for your understanding and for respecting our privacy during a difficult time. Next thing is he wrote just days later on Instagram again. He says, "My heart is full of gratitude. I wish you could see all the messages people sent me after the announcement of my divorce. They are expressions of love, though they are saddened or even strongly disapprove of the decision. I am learning that no group has the market cornered on grace. This week I've received grace from Christians, atheists, evangelicals," and here's a new term, "ex-evangelicals," those who are now ex-evangelicals, "straight people, LGBTQ people, and everyone in between. Of course, there have also been strong words of rebuke from religious people. While not always pleasant, I know they are seeking to love me. There have also been spiteful, hateful comments that angered and hurt me. The information that was left out of our announcement is that I have undergone a massive shift in regard to my faith in Jesus. The popular phrase for this is, quote, deconstruction. The biblical phrase is falling away." This is Josh Harris writing this. "By all the measurements," go on to quote, "that I have for defining a Christian, I am not a Christian. Many people tell me that there is a different way to practice faith, and I want to remain open to this, but I'm not there now. Martin Luther said that the entire life of believers should be repentance. There is beauty in that sentiment regardless of your view of God. I have lived in repentance for the past several years, repenting of my self-righteousness, my fear-based approach to life, the teaching of my books, my views of women in the church, and my approach to parenting, to name a few. But I specifically want to add this to the list now. To the LGBTQ plus community, I want to say that I am sorry for the views that I taught in my books and as a pastor regarding sexuality. I regret standing against marriage equality, for not affirming you and your place in the church, and for any ways that my writing and speaking contributed to a culture of exclusion and bigotry. I hope you can forgive me." And then he says, "To my Christian friends, I am grateful for your prayers. Don't take it personally if I don't immediately return phone calls. I can't join in your mourning. I don't view this moment negatively. I feel very much alive and awake and surprisingly hopeful. I believe with my sister Julian that all shall be well and all manner of thing shall be well." Coming back more, we talk about Josh Harris kissing, dating his wife and Jesus goodbye.
You're invited to the Christian Worldview Golf and Dinner event on Monday, September 16th at Woodhill Country Club in Wayzata, Minnesota. Golf registration includes 18 holes with cart on one of the best courses in the state, along with lunch and dinner. Bring your own foursome, or we can fit you into a group. Hole sponsorships are also available. Dinner event only registration includes a meet and greet on the lawn, a wonderful meal, a message by host David Wheaton, and a live interview with special guest Daryl Harrison. The fellowship, content, and setting combine to make this a memorable event in support of the Christian Worldview radio program. We hope you can come. Again, the Christian Worldview Golf and Dinner event is on Monday, September 16th at Woodhill in Wayzata. Registration deadline is Tuesday, September 3rd. For details and registration, call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org. 1-888-646-2233 or thechristianworldview.org.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. For when Christians have a stronger faith and when unbelievers come to saving faith, lives and families and churches, even communities, are changed for the glory of God. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry. You can help us in our mission to impact hearts and minds by making a donation of any amount or becoming a monthly partner. All donations are tax-deductible. You can give online at thechristianworldview.org or by calling us toll-free 1-888-646-2233. When you give, we'd like to thank you by sending you a current resource. Monthly partners can choose to receive resources throughout the year. Call 1-888-646-2233 or go to thechristianworldview.org. Thank you for your support.
Thanks for joining us today on the Christian Worldview radio program. I'm David Wheaton, the host. Our website, thechristianworldview.org. Be sure to go there and connect with our, get our free weekly email and annual print newsletter and get audio of past programs, the Christian Worldview short takes every week. You can support the ministry, get resources, find out about our upcoming events in September. A lot to do there at thechristianworldview.org. Today we're talking about processing why Joshua Harris kissed dating his wife and Jesus goodbye. We spent two segments. There's so much here that it takes a lot of background to understand just the enormity of what took place in his life, but also not just his life, but also his wife's life as well. His wife's name is Shannon, and now she's going by her, I believe it's her unmarried name, Shannon Bone. And she created an Instagram post about the same time that this separation was going on last month. And I'd like to play the audio of that, and you'll see the changes have, I mean, you don't know what she was like before, but again, they're from a prominent evangelical leadership family. And here's what she had to say just about the issue of authority and what she came out of, the conservative, she called the, I think she called the conservative fundamental movement.
Be damaging for me. Was the message that my heart was deceitful above all else, and therefore someone else knows better what's best for me. There was a real culture of authority figures knowing more, and whether or not that's because they know the Bible better or they were in authority and had more power, I'm not sure. Or maybe it's both. But I think God gives us certain faculties as humans that are just innate, our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. I think it's three in one, like God is three in one.
Okay. So you can just tell, especially from the early part of that statement there, that, you know, people in authority, that we're all, that we, our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. She doesn't like that concept, and people are using that against her and so forth. Well, that's exactly what the Bible says about our hearts. Yes. Now, I don't know exactly what experience she's talking about, but this is the kind of language someone uses when they're trying to get out from under the authority of Scripture. At least that's what I'm discerning from what she's saying there, and beginning things with, whenever you hear a lot of sentences begin with "I think" or "I feel" instead of "the Bible says," that's where you get on shaky ground. So this isn't just a departure by Joshua Harris, but it seems to me, just in the much less material out there to read about his wife, but it's something going on there as well. So the question is, why is this notable and worth discussing? Well, I think the answer is obvious there. This is a high profile and influential Christian over the last 20 years, an author, a pastor. He comes out of a very prominent homeschooling family. The homeschool movement's big in this country. They were a strong advocate, this family was, and Joshua Harris was, for biblical morality and dating and courtship. There's the connection to C.J. Mahaney, one of the very prominent leaders in the evangelical. I think he considered himself a charismatic evangelical, C.J. Mahaney, and the problem they had at the church there. But I think this is also notable, aside from just those elements, is that the world has jumped on this big time. You know, anytime there's a Christian who does this, who renounces a book that has promotes biblical morality and courtship over dating and that kind of thing, the world's going to jump on this and say, see, look at this. This is horrible, and it's repressive and Christianity, and you need to be out there. You need to sleep with your wife before marriage. Otherwise, I mean, it's this ridiculous stuff that the Bible writes about. And look, the guy walked away from the faith. He's seen the light now. And by the way, you saw the things and what we read about apologizing specifically, Josh Harris did, to the homosexual community. That to me is very suspect, but we'll try to get into that later. It also, this kind of thing rattles Christians. You know, people, what? Joshua Harris is getting, what, he renounces his book? Well, wait now. Now he's getting a divorce? The guy who wrote "I Kissed Dating Goodbye," the guy who's been a pastor and a leader in this, you know, kind of relationships and the singles and married community in this country, and wait now he says he's no longer considers himself a Christian. This rattles people. It really shouldn't, based on what we'll talk about from Scripture, but it does. It's just shocking that someone like this, who was giving sermons every Sunday on the gospel and on the Bible, all of a sudden says, well, I don't longer consider myself a Christian anymore. You know, just to give you an idea, a taste of how those who read the book, who believe the book and somehow blame the book and blame Josh Harris for their troubles now, just give you a sense of what that sounds like. There's a woman named Lisa Michelle who wrote a blog post about this. She said, I blame books like this and exhausting archaic thinking about sexuality for a bad relationship with my husband today. I was sex shamed. Many things to blame for my unhealthy relationship. I blame indoctrination. I believe I had to marry the guy I went too far with for making me believe it was wrong to have sexual natural feelings. I lived in fear of giving up my virginity too soon. I waited until marriage. The reason I'm offering advice is I now know all the things I thought I was doing right were in fact unwise choices for me. Sex was a mystery. I craved it like people crave food. I got married so I could have sex. When you make sex off limits, it becomes a craving. This explains why there are so many sexual abuse situations in the church. Please stop sexual shaming youth. Bodies change and mature. Sex is natural. I am livid. I was taught it was dirty and bad. I'm disgusted to think of courtship as healthy. We now know it is not. Okay, I mean, this is jumping to conclusions that Josh Harris never made in his book. And this is someone who has a bad marriage, apparently, or is divorced and is looking for someone to blame. Okay, instead of just repenting of their sin and turning to God and saying, how can I follow you accurately and repentantly? This is someone who's looking for someone to blame. On the flip side, there was a commenter on the Christian Post named Dale McNamee. And by the way, I think it's very interesting, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it, but everyone in the trailer of I Survived, I Kissed Dating Goodbye was, at least I could see, at least most of them, I think about 9 out of 10, were women who were against what happened to them from reading I Kissed Dating Goodbye. And this woman, it's all the women pushing back against it. You don't hear from many men for some reason. I'm not sure exactly why, but here's one man who said this, Dale McNamee. He said, I was celibate and abstinent before marriage, as was my future wife, and we were friends, although all through our dating and avoided situations where temptation would happen. We both believed in and followed the Bible's teaching regarding sex and found it not that hard. And we were both 28 years old and had rejected the secular culture's focus on free sex. We will be married for 38 years this November 7th. So there's someone who followed the principles basically of I Kissed Dating Goodbye, and turned out now they're married 38 years later. So obviously it doesn't come down to some book that they read in their 20s, but it comes down to what the heart pursues. Okay, moving on. How can this happen? How does someone go from writing books, Christian leader, being an influencer, and an advocate for these kinds of things to all of a sudden kiss the book and his wife in Christ goodbye? Well, Josh Harris did an interview, and I can't remember who the interview was with. I'm trying to find where it was. Well, anyway, I'm going to be quoting him directly, but so you can look it up online. But he was asked, when did you first start to notice there were a lot of people who were hurt by the book? He said, I remember reading criticism early on, but I had people around me at the time who were saying, you just need to stand your ground. You need to be a strong leader. You're too worried about people's criticism. So I shoved all that aside. He said, you can't measure the results of the book after only 1 year, but after 15 years went by, people who adopted these ideas and tried to put my book into practice suddenly had a track record. There's data, whether that's people saying, this helped me get out of an unhealthy lifestyle and I married my spouse because this book gave me the good insight, or people saying, hey, this didn't work. This actually damaged me. This traumatized me. Those voices begin to be heard online, but honestly, I didn't pay enough attention. That's one of the regrets that I have. I think it was easy for me just to write off people as haters. Okay, next question. So when did you start listening? What were the most common objections? The unhealthy view of romance and sexuality, he writes and answers. In particular, the idea that the human heart is this limited resource, so don't give some of it away. Remember, that was one of the premises of the book. Don't date and break up because it kind of leads to conditioning your heart to, you know, give up or not being able to love someone in the future because you've already given your heart away. What were your reasons for stepping down? from church leadership and going back to study theology? Well, the short answer is that I was just completely burned out from ministry. We had gone through about 5 years of internal political upheaval and tension and church splits and movement splits. Again, remember that was back to that sexual abuse situation at the church. And then our church was hit with a lawsuit related to reporting sexual abuse. I won't go into that whole thing today. So all of which to get to some points, what do we make of this whole story? I think there's two main points that I really think where things, and again, we can't know the whole story. We don't know what the influences are, but there's two observations I'll just make on this particular story. We'll get to one before the break and then one after this final break. The first thing is Josh Harris listened to people. He started listening to his critics of the book. And it's actually right, biblically right, to listen to critics. But when we listen to critics, we need to listen to them in one ear, but holding the Bible in one hand. In other words, we can't just let criticism or pushback from people be necessarily, well, there's a lot of it, or it sounds right. We need to look at actually what they're saying, whether it is actually true. In other words, listen to people with a Bible in your hands. He listened to people more than he apparently read the word, because the principles in his book were actually fairly sound. I mean, you could take them too far and maybe you could just follow the principles and have expectations, but the principles of not being physically involved before marriage, well, that's a biblical principle. The principles of not, you know, breaking your heart over and over and dating indiscriminately, well, I think that's fairly supportable in Scripture, putting yourself in situations of temptation before you're ready to be married. We'll come back. We'll discuss much more of this after this final break of the day here on The Christian Worldview. I'm David Wheaton.
The next Christian Worldview Speaker Series event is on Sunday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at Grace Church Eden Prairie. It features Daryl Harrison presenting on how social justice impacts the gospel and the church. Daryl is a former fellow of the Black Theology and Leadership Institute at Princeton Theological Seminary and an expository Bible teacher. He has a passion for helping Christians understand what they believe and why. He'll do just that with the issue of social justice, followed by a Q&A moderated by host David Wheaton. No cost, no registration, just come. The event will also be live streamed on the Christian Worldview Facebook page. For more information, call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org. The Christian Worldview Speaker Series with Daryl Harrison, Sunday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at Grace Church Eden Prairie. Call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org.
The prosperity gospel is a prominent false gospel that God offers health, wealth, and prosperity if you just have faith and give money. Kosti Hinn grew up on the inside of the prosperity gospel movement. His uncle is world-renowned prosperity preacher Benny Hinn. Kosti saw it all, the manipulation, staged healings, luxuriant lifestyles, and perversion of Scripture, before God opened Kosti's eyes to understand sound doctrine and believe in the true gospel. Now a pastor, Kosti has written an important book entitled God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, which chronicles his own experience and gracefully points the reader to the truth of Scripture. For a limited time, you can order this 224-page softcover book for a donation of any amount to The Christian Worldview. Normal retail is $17.99 without shipping. To order, call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org. All right, final segment of the day here on the Christian Worldview radio program. Thanks for joining us this weekend for a really troubling topic and processing why Joshua Harris, a noted Christian leader over the last 20 years, kissed dating, his book, I Kiss Dating Goodbye, goodbye, his wife, and eventually Jesus, goodbye. And I can see we have a lot more to get to. We may not get to it all this week, so I think we're going to have to do a part two because we haven't even got to some of the really big questions here about not only the divorce, but the even bigger question is how does a professing Christian who's in this kind of leadership is preaching the Bible all of a sudden says, I no longer consider myself to be a Christian. I mean, the issue of once we're saved, aren't we always saved, or can you walk away from the faith? I think that deserves a lot more time than we'd be able to give it here in the last, you know, 8 or 9 minutes of the program. So we'll continue with that next week. But for this, the rest of this week, a couple takeaways of what we've talked about today, and you know, who Joshua Harris is, what his books were, specifically the book I Kissed Dating Goodbye and the principles in the book, and then why he repudiated it and walked away from that book, and that he started listening to his critics and, you know, seeing truth in what they were saying, and then said, well, let's just dump the whole thing out. Well, that wasn't, I don't believe, the right thing to do. There was lots of really, I didn't read the book, but there's been lots of summaries I've been reading about and getting ready for this program about the book. And, you know, the book is basically about, you know, pursue courtship, don't pursue unintentional, non-purposeful dating, especially before a time that you're married. I mean, that's good common sense. You know, if you want to avoid getting involved in, you know, sexual immorality before marriage, why would you date someone exclusively when you're 17 or 18 years old, when you have no intention and you're not ready to be married, and say, let's say, until you're 23 years old? It makes no sense. Now, getting together in groups or whatever, but, you know, the exclusive sort of, you know, really serious dating, why would you do that when you're 16, 17 years old? And by the way, that's a modern phenomenon in America. I mean, there was that kind of dating model was never known in human history. Let's say before about 100 years ago. I mean, the courtship, you know, approval from parents, even arranged marriages. This was the way people got married, let's say, before 1900, basically. I'm sure there was some dating and so forth, but by and large, what we see in the dating scene today is something that's a new phenomenon in American culture, and now around the world, of course. Before that, getting married was treated much more soberly, much more precisely. Parents arranging for sons and daughters to get married. There was, you know, approval of the parents. May I, you know, court your daughter? That whole kind of thing. And so I think Joshua Harris, in some way, in his book, was probably trying to get back to a more controlled dating courtship environment. But I think he listened to his critics without the Bible in his hand and realizing that the principles he had in his book about not engaging in premarital sex, that's true and accurate, and that's good. But the second thing is, the principles in his book are good and biblical, but you have to always remember that there's no formula, or following principles in and of themselves never ultimately prevails, because there must be a heart, a willing heart that loves and obeys God above all else. In other words, you can check the boxes of, well, I didn't have sex before marriage, I never kissed my wife before marriage, we didn't hold hands before marriage, I'm a professing Christian, I believe in Jesus, and then walk into marriage thinking that, well, everything's going to go fine. Well, that's not the way it works. I mean, there's a constant battle against our sin nature. You can't just check boxes and, you know, think you've done the prerequisite courses here, and then everything's going to turn out fine down the road. Not the way it works at all. Our hearts need to be to love God, to love obeying Him. The Christian life is one of repentance and sanctification. So as you get into marriage, there's a lot more life to live where there's a continuing sanctifying presence or action that needs to be taking place in our lives. And I think what you see in a lot of the pushback is people who did these things, who didn't hold hands or didn't kiss before marriage or tried to follow the principles of this book, they now have problems in their marriages or never got married because the right one never came along, the one that courted them never came along. So now they're looking for someone to blame. But I say to all that, what exactly is their alternative that they were proposing, if not what Josh Harris was intimating at in his book? I mean, some dating and some sex before marriage, or lots of kissing and lots of, I mean, in other words, what's the alternative? Just kind of a free love society, that's what secular society offers right now? I mean, that's not God glorifying at all. Joy Pullman wrote an article in The Federalist, and she had read Harris's book. She said, as Harris's experience in the history of American Christianity shows, legalism inevitably leads to antinomianism. So if you take the principles of his book and say, you know, because we never kissed before marriage, because we never had sex before marriage, therefore, you know, this makes me a sanctified person. If that's your mentality, it's a legalistic mentality. Instead of saying we're not going to have sex before marriage because that's glorifying to God, that doesn't make me saved. It doesn't make me right with God. That doesn't make me a sanctified person. It just makes me obedient to what God wants. Okay. But when you're legalistic about those things, She says it inevitably leads to antinomianism. That means no law. Antinomianism is the fancy theological term for rebelling against God's law after observing how hard it is to keep. It's how the Puritans turned into social gospelers. Thus, as in human nature, people ping-pong between opposite sides of the gutter rather than taking a straight course between them. But Christianity delineates the straight course, not the gutters. In other words, you can be in the gutter of legalism on one side, or as you read in a lot of people's responses to Josh Harris's book, they're going to run over to the other side and be in the non-legalistic, the antinomianism. I don't want any of this stuff in my life. I'm going to live the way I want to live, and sex is natural, and I'm going to do it. And that's sort of the ping-ponging back and forth that she's talking about. In this, she goes on to say, perhaps because I took his ideas about romance merely under advisement as some practical tips from a countercultural perspective and that supported biblical restrictions on sex, Harris's book positively affected my life. They helped encourage my decision to delay dating until college and sex and until marriage. Both excellent decisions in retrospect, although difficult. If my parents or youth pastor decide to enforce courtship on me, as if some personal guidelines are equal to biblical commands, I will probably be joining the chorus of hate that has prompted Harris to offer several very public mea culpas. As it is, however, I have gratitude for his public stand against the tide. It, and more importantly, the Christian commands it took seriously, saved me a lot of grief. All right. So there's a whole other element to the story that we need to get to next week beyond the repudiation of the book I Kiss Dating Goodbye and why that was done, listening to your critics more than listening to the word of God. But that is about how does someone like Josh Harris not only repudiate the book, but then go on to kiss his wife goodbye and ultimately Jesus goodbye. We will get into that situation next week. That's a difficult discussion to have about, can you actually lose your faith? Can a true Christian walk away from the faith? We'll discuss that in full next week on The Christian Worldview. Hope you can join us for that conversation. You know, we do live in a changing and challenging world. But above all we discussed today, there's always one thing we should look to and trust in. And that is this. Jesus Christ and his word, they are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Until next weekend, everyone, think biblically and live accordingly.
We hope today's broadcast turned your heart toward God, His Word, and His Son. To order a CD copy of today's program, or sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out how you can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a weekly one-hour radio program that is furnished by the Overcomer Foundation and is supported by listeners and sponsors. Request one of our current resources with your donation of any amount. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.